We're talking about public defender pay in Wisconsin on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Public defenders are criminal defense attorneys who are paid to defend people accused of crimes who are unable to pay a private attorney. And Wisconsin has the worst rate of pay in the country for private lawyers who are assigned to represent clients who can't afford a lawyer. And that's making it more difficult to find attorneys to take these cases. How do you feel about the rate of pay for private attorneys in Wisconsin taking on public defense cases? Is $40 an hour inadequate? Are you an attorney? And if so, what are your thoughts on fixing the system? We're at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Danielle Kading is Wisconsin Public Radio's reporter in Superior. She's host of the regional program Hear Me Out. Danny, welcome back.
Hi, Kate.
So before we get into the actual pay situation, can you explain how the public defense system works in Wisconsin?
Sure. So the public defender's office has staff attorneys, and they represent indigent clients. In other words, people who can't afford it. And so they're the ones that take those cases where a person can't afford to pay for a private attorney to represent them in cases where they've been charged with a crime.
And so these staff attorneys take on the majority of those cases, I think roughly 60%, but then 40% are farmed out, if you will, to private attorneys?
Yeah, the office handles about 138,000 cases a year, and there are times when they see cases where there are multiple defendants. A lot of the times now it's happening because of the drug problems that we're seeing across the entire state with opioid abuse or with methamphetamine. And so usually when there's a sting or a lot of these people are brought in on charges, you have multiple defendants charged with crimes. And that means that the public defender's office can't represent all of those clients. And so they have to find other attorneys to represent them.
Oh, is it an issue? The workload is too much? This just too much to do?
It's just, it represents a conflict.
Okay.
So they have to find someone else to take those cases.
So what about the pay rate for private attorneys taking on public defense cases at a $40 per hour? It's the lowest in the nation. How did we get here?
Yeah. Well, we got here because the legislature actually lowered this rate in 1995. It's only $5 more than the rate that was set in 1978. And there have been a handful of bills that have been proposed to address this issue, whether it's through a tiered system or just increasing the rate flat out. But all of those proposals have not advanced in the legislature, and budget proposals where the state public defender's office has requested an increase in the rate have not been heard by both Democratic or Republican governors. So that's why we're here right now.
So would this $40 per hour rate be considered like pro bono work for private attorneys? Is $40 so low that they're basically considering, hey, we're just doing this for free?
Yeah, I mean, they're losing money on it for sure. I mean, most private attorneys are because they have an office to maintain, and that means that there's overhead related to keeping their office running. And a report that came out from the Sixth Amendment Center based in Boston found that a private attorney would have to charge an average of about $42 an hour in order to make cost, just to break even. So right now they're losing money when they take these cases.
What are we hearing from private attorneys about the $40 an hour rate?
That it's far too low, that they can't afford it economically to take on these cases because cases take a lot of time and investment to do it right. And if they're going to be compensated at $40 an hour, that just doesn't work for them. A lot of them make 4 or 5 times that amount on private criminal defense cases. So it's really hard for them to justify taking on a public defender case when they can make way more money doing their private practice.
What are they saying about what would be a more acceptable rate? What might that look like to them?
It varies. I think a lot of attorneys agree that just bringing the rate up to $70 an hour would be an improvement, but it wouldn't fix the problem in their mind. And part of the reason for that is because the Supreme Court raised the court-appointed rate for attorneys to $100 an hour. And that is going to take effect next year. And so even if the public defender's office were to raise the rate to $70 an hour, there's some who think that attorneys would wait to take on those cases until a court, a county court, would appoint them that case, because they could make $30 more at the $100 an hour rate, even if that rate was raised.
So are there concerns about these private attorneys also having to travel to meet with their clients?
Oh, yeah. Especially in northern Wisconsin, it's been a real problem up here in the Superior office, and but more the Ashland office. And that area has, I think it's about 40 private practicing attorneys. And not all of them are criminal defense attorneys. You know, they all have their own specialized field. And they just can't make the case for spending time and money on that when they can make way more money doing other things in the area. A lot of times the Ashland office has a list about a dozen attorneys that they call on, but that are in the area. But most of the time it ends up where they'll have to make somewhere around 200 calls from the public defender's office, or even more. I've heard one judge in the area in northern Wisconsin has said that it took 2,000 calls for the public defender's office to find an attorney to represent someone on a case.
2,000, did you say?
2,000 calls. That's, you know, they're touching base with 2,000 attorneys and they're saying no. So people are waiting an incredible amount of time right now to get representation.
We're talking with Danielle Kading. She is a WPR reporter based in Superior. We're looking at the pay for public defense attorneys and for private attorneys who represent. You can call in at 800-642-1234. How do you feel about the rate of pay for private attorneys in Wisconsin taking on public defense cases? Is $40 an hour inadequate? And if so, what would you raise it to? Are you an attorney? What are your thoughts here? Are you hesitant to take on public defender cases because of the money? 800-642-1234. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Danny, let's look in your neck of the woods in northern Wisconsin. Are we seeing fewer public defenders in northern Wisconsin, or is the caseload just getting heavier?
Well, I know that the state public defender's office would probably argue that they could always use more staff attorneys. But the real issue is that rural areas of the state don't have as many private practicing attorneys as urban areas. You know, the majority of attorneys reside in three counties in the state, and I think it's Dane, Milwaukee, and Waukesha counties. And so when these conflicts come up on cases and they need someone, at least in northern Wisconsin, oftentimes attorneys are coming from Madison, Milwaukee, Green Bay, Eau Claire, just because there's not enough attorneys in the rural areas to take on these cases, and because if they were to do it, they'd be taking it on at a financial loss.
Are attorneys coming in from out of state at all on contract work?
You know, that I do not know. I guess if that did happen, it wouldn't surprise me, but they'd have to be licensed to practice in both states. Which does happen. I could see that happening where a Duluth attorney might be traveling to take on a case in the Ashland area, but I can't say for sure.
Who is primarily impacted by this attorney shortage and the low pay rate for public defenders?
The impact is wide ranging. I mean, obviously, people who are charged with crimes are sitting in jail for weeks, sometimes months at a time. And that affects their ability to mount a defense against the charges, with the charges against them. And then you have victims who want to see this case tried, and they want to heal, and they want to move on. And that's part of their victim rights. And then you have the attorneys involved who are not making enough money. And that brings up an issue where if they're not making enough money on these cases, then they probably don't want to spend as much time on that. And there was a survey that was done that found that private practice attorneys that take on these cases spend 37% less time with these clients because they're just there's a financial conflict there for them. So it could tempt attorneys to, you know, get cases to plead quicker. They might not be devoting the resources that are needed to mount an adequate defense. And that's not fair to people who need effective representation under the U.S. Constitution.
And you've been following this issue for some time. What about the public defenders who stepped up to take some of these cases? Who are they?
Well, so the public defender's office would assign these cases to private attorneys. Mm-hmm. So the private attorneys that take on these cases are usually younger, mm-hmm. Recent graduates of law school, because a lot of the older, more experienced attorneys are not taking these cases anymore, according to the state public defender's office. So you have people who are taking on cases who don't have as much experience, and that becomes an issue the more complicated a case becomes.
We're talking with Danielle Kading, WPR's reporter in Superior, looking at public defender pay. Wisconsin Public Defender's Office is asking lawmakers to raise the rate for private attorneys assigned to represent clients who can't afford a lawyer. What do you think? How would you fix this system? 800-642-1234. We'll be back in a minute on the Ideas Network. We're talking about criminal justice pay and the state's criminal justice system on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The state public defender's office assigns counsel on about 40% of its caseload, and delays in finding public defenders prompted a federal lawsuit last month. We're looking at the system and what the lawsuit alleges. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Where should public defense go from here? Are you an attorney? And if so, what are your thoughts here? Did a public defender take your case in the past? What was your experience like with the system? Call in, email ideas at WPR.org. Danielle Kading is WPR's reporter in Superior, and she's been covering this issue. Let's go right to the phones now with Paul joining us from Milwaukee. Hi, Paul.
Good morning. I just wanted to offer a little perspective on the inmate side of things and how they're receiving a lot of collateral damage from the high workload of the public defenders. I just spent a year in the Milwaukee County Jail, most of that working in the law library. And these guys rarely get in touch with their lawyers because their caseload is so high. And they are just so filled with anxiety and frustration. Many times it boils over. And it's just very frustrating for these guys when they don't know what's going on with their cases because their lawyers aren't keeping in touch because they're so busy. So I just wanted to offer that comment for you.
It sounds like communication between a client and the lawyer, it's not happening. There's a communication breakdown there?
That's certainly what came across when I was working in the law library. But most of these guys refer to their public defender as public pretenders, because it just seems like they don't care, because they just don't inform their clients of what's going on with the cases. And I'm not trying to blame them, the defenders, but, you know, if you're facing a crime and you have no idea what's going to be going on, even though you're going to court the next day, then just imagine how frustrated you would be, you know, locked up and you have nothing else to think about. So I just wanted to put that out there so hopefully the public can
Paul, thank you for your experience. Danny, you also reported on a class action lawsuit that's being brought in federal court, prompted by the state's low rate of pay for public defenders. Can you give us some background there?
Yeah, and it's kind of related to what Paul was saying. And, you know, just kind of on what that note before I go into that and what he said, you know, one of the challenges for attorneys, you know, with the high caseloads, that's certainly it too. But if they were to, say, just make a phone call to the jail or wherever they're being housed, then that could be recorded by authorities. So, you know, a lot of times they have to make these visits in person to update people on their cases. And at least in the case of Northern Wisconsin, if they have an attorney that's coming from Milwaukee or Madison, to have to make a 5 or 6 or 7 hour drive to be able to do that, it's very challenging for them to meet face to face to talk about the details of their case. But in the instance of this lawsuit, it involves 5 men and 1 woman, and they've alleged that their rights to a speedy trial have been violated. And the reason for that is they're spending several weeks. I think the worst case was a person was waiting 75 days in jail without representation. And that becomes an issue for cases where people have been charged with crimes, but there's, you know, they can't either post cash bail or they're being held for a good reason without bond. So, you know, the longer it takes, the more time that elapses, you know, for evidence to become either lost or for witnesses' recollection of an event to become hazy. And it just becomes more difficult for these people sitting in jail to represent themselves. And I think some of them often might be tempted to just represent themselves and forget about getting an attorney, but that's not good for them, and that's not good for justice.
Let's bring in another call now. Alex is joining us from La Crosse. Hi, Alex.
Hi.
What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I just wanted to comment a couple things. Number one, that our whole democratic system is based on access to representation and the rule of law in this country. And that's one thing that sets us apart from other countries. So if this system is failing, we need to really look at how to fix it. But on the other hand, with the economic climate, I don't know how many other Americans feel sorry for somebody who's only making $40 an hour. I mean, I don't think there's a lot of sympathy for that. And so maybe one solution would be to force people who are just after their own bottom line, like sounds like a lot of these lawyers are, they just want to make money, to force them to take a number of these cases per year in order to keep their license.
Thank you, Alex. Danny, what about forcing private attorneys to take these cases and what the state public defender's office could do on that front?
You know, I don't know if that is something that they've considered, whether it's through legislation to actually force attorneys to take these cases. I imagine that that would be problematic. And I definitely sympathize with that thought that, you know, a lot of us are making way less than $40 an hour. So it seems like they're doing okay if they're making that amount of money. But what we're hearing from them is just with the time that they spend on these cases and their costs of operating a business, that is not enough for them to keep going. And that can be an issue, especially in rural Wisconsin, because if we have offices closing, you know, private practices closing, then there are fewer attorneys in those areas. And that means that more attorneys from urban areas are going to have to travel to these parts of the state to represent these people. So while it is frustrating, and a lot of us would be happy to have $40 an hour, the reality is that attorneys are telling us that they're not taking these cases. And if they're not taking them, what are the options there?
You recently reported on this coalition of criminal justice agencies and associations that are working on a budget proposal package. And one of the requests in that proposal calls for this increase in compensation for those taking on public cases. So tell us about this proposal. What would it entail?
So it would raise the private bar compensation rate from $40 an hour to $70 an hour. And that would cost about $16 million more or so under the next or over each year of the next budget. And I believe they spend around $25 million a year already on assigned counsel, if I'm not mistaken. So it would be, a significant added cost if that were raised.
Danny, you've been covering this issue for quite a while. What are you watching for as this goes forward?
What happens with the budget proposal? Is this something that Governor Evers is going to include in his proposal to the legislature? In the legislature, there has been bipartisan support that this is a problem. Last year, Representative Evan Goyke, a Democrat, and Representative Ron Tussler, a Republican, they got together and put forward a bill that would raise the rate in a tiered system based on the level of complexity of these cases. That failed, but, I think there is consensus among both Democrats and Republicans that this is an issue and one that needs to be addressed.
Well, Danny, thank you for joining us and bringing us up to speed.
Thanks, Kate.
Danielle Kading is Wisconsin Public Radio's reporter in Superior. She's the host of the regional program Hear Me Out, and we've been looking at the proposals put forth to raise the rate for private attorneys who take on cases. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.